USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is again threatening to impose a 25% tariff on auto imports if Mexico doesn't help with immigration problems at the border. On a visit to California's border with Mexico, the president also suggests his administration will take a much more rigid approach to immigration.
This is our new statement. The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration. Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Area is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
His visit comes a day after he abruptly backed down from his threats to seal the lengthy border between Mexico and the U.S. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's not sorry for any of his intentions or past actions, but to the women he made uncomfortable, he says he is sorry he didn't understand more at the time. Biden acknowledges he is merely waiting for the right moment to jump into the 2020 presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against the Maduro-led government. In a speech in Houston, Pence said Nicolas Maduro is being propped up by a neighbor.
The dictator has lost the support of his people. They've seen more than 1,000 uniformed soldiers reject his leadership and rally to the banner of freedom. The only way he clings to power is with the help that he receives from communist Cuba.
The United States on Friday targeted oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy criticized efforts by House Democrats to obtain President Trump's tax returns, saying that the request sets a dangerous standard of having the federal government used as a political weapon. President Trump touched on the issue with reporters before beginning his trip to the southern border.
I'm under audit, but that's up to whoever it is. From what I understand, the law is 100% on my side.
A 23-year-old ex-convict accused of pulling a cruel hoax by pretending to be a long-missing Illinois boy was charged Friday with making false statements to federal authorities. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Congressman Colin Allred of Texas delivers this week's Democratic address, focusing on efforts to fight for lower health care costs. And although Republicans have said they have no desire to deny care because of a pre-existing condition, Allred apparently doesn't believe them.
The American people are counting on us to get things done. I encourage my colleagues across the aisle to put aside politics and join us in an effort to fix our health care system so it works better for everyone. That's why Democrats are advancing bold new legislation to lower healthcare costs and prescription drug prices, and why we're working to strengthen protections for people with pre-existing conditions even further. A Congress that works for the people works to make healthcare more affordable, not to take it away.
A national organization says rising speed limits over the past 25 years have contributed to the deaths of 37,000 Americans. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
The president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, David Harkey, says reasonable speed limits play a crucial role in reducing traffic fatalities. And maximum speed limits, he says, have been rising since the mid-1990s. Proponents of raising the speed limits often argue such increases simply bring the law in line with reality, since most drivers exceed the limit anyway. Once the limit is raised, though, drivers seem to go even faster. Later this month, the Institute, along with members of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, are planning a forum on the speed problem and ways to address it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.